The Cellist of Sarajevo by Stephen Galloway, read by Gareth Armstrong. You may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. Leon Trotsky. The Cellist. It screamed downward, splitting air and sky without effort. A target expanded in size, brought into focus by time and velocity. There was a moment before impact that was the last instant of things as they were. Then the visible world exploded. In 1945, an Italian musicologist found four bars of a sonata's bass line in the remains of the firebombed Dresden Music Library. He believed these notes were the work of the 17th century Venetian composer Tommaso Albinoni, and spent the next 12 years reconstructing a larger piece from the charred manuscript fragment. The resulting composition, known as Albinoni's Adagio, bears little resemblance to most of Albinoni's work and is considered fraudulent by most scholars. But even those who doubt its authenticity have difficulty denying the Adagio's beauty. Nearly half a century later, it's this contradiction that appeals to the cellist. That something could be almost erased from existence in the landscape of a ruined city and then rebuilt until it is new and worthwhile gives him hope. A hope that now is one of a limited number of things remaining for the besieged citizens of Sarajevo, and that, for many, dwindles each day. And so today, like every other day in recent memory, the cellist sits beside the window of his second-floor apartment and plays until he feels his hope return. He rarely plays the Adagio. Most days, he's able to feel the music rejuvenate him as simply as if he were filling a car with gas.